Hello, and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that believes rules are made to be broken.
And you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author of the book series Dirty Lazy Keto. And this here is my best friend and dog walking partner of 8 years.
I'm Dr. Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology, but you might also call me the Dirty Lazy Consigliere, as I was the very first friend, number one, to sign up for the Dirty Lazy Facebook support group, which is now over 150,000 members, Stephanie. Woo-woo!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by my new book, The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight. Special podcast listeners, I have a prize for you. If you choose to pre-order the book, I'm going to give you a special bonus gift. And it includes enrollment in a free 30-day cookbook boot camp. I made that up just for Tamara.
Thank you.
A personalized nameplate that I'll mail to you, and also exclusive discounts from Lancato and Enlightened Ice Cream. And if you purchase 3, I'm going to even mail you a free custom red Dirty Lazy Keto apron. That is all. Listen to order and redeem the free bonus gifts at dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Wow. That's quite the, like, package deal there.
I really tried.
And I have to say, I've had a sneak peek at the book.
Oh,
and it is
amazing. Girlfriend got a sneak copy.
It is so good.
Oh, thank you, Tamara.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a little bit freaked out because I am going to New York to be taking some pictures and some promo things. So I'm really freaked out about being in front of the camera.
Isn't it scary? Don't you, like, worry you're going to just come out looking like a monster?
I'm terrified.
Yeah, because I feel like most of my pictures do look like
they
that.
They usually do. I look like I'm laughing or screaming in all my pictures.
And I close my eyes in all mine.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it's all. So, in fact, that is our topic today.
Oh, good. I need help. Help me, Tamara. Help me, Tamara.
I can't take a good picture if my life depended on it. Just one quick example.
Okay.
I'm so bad at it that I decided to pay a professional photographer to take my headshot because I needed one for work. Because we all know, you know, a lot of jobs require you to have like a professional photograph. And I'm like, okay, and make me look good.
make me look good, please. I'm paying you.
And I did not mind the Photoshop, but the dude went nuts with the Photoshop. I mean, every wrinkle was gone. My makeup was completely changed. But it was so altered that it was the fakest, most unreal looking photo. I honestly looked like I was 16. It was terrible. It sounds great until you see it. Nobody even knew it was me. That's how bad it was. So that was my latest photo disaster.
Tamara, I think I even walked past it on the way in and I didn't know it was you.
I know. It just does not look like me.
Oh, well, Tamara, I'm going to get a little deep on you. Okay. That's funny, though. You know, I spent many, many years hiding from the camera. I mean, like, big time hiding.
Yeah.
I hated the way I looked so much that there are actually entire vacations where apparently I was not there.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, I'm just completely absent from my family photo albums on multiple trips, multiple holidays, you know, even decades, or maybe not decades, but years upon years.
Yeah.
And I know I'm kind of laughing, but it makes me feel really sad.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
It's like you didn't exist. It's like you weren't even worthy of being in those moments.
It's sad. And I know there were some pictures taken of me, but I deleted them.
Oh.
Yep. So my kids right now, they don't think I went to Disney World. They really don't. They'll ask me, Mom, why didn't you come on that camping trip?
Oh,
or why weren't
bad.
You at Christmas?
Well, I think a lot of people do that. Either don't get in photos or they get in photos and they hide in the back. I know I do that one a lot.
Like, and it's not really about vanity, is it? I'm sorry.
Well, no, is it about vanity? I mean, sure, I want to look my best, but I also feel like I don't look good enough. I don't know. I'm comparing myself to everyone else.
It's two things, right? It's like the way we feel inside, and then maybe I might just look terrible in the picture. I don't know. It could be one of two things. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. This is really sad, but sometimes I don't even like looking in the mirror.
I get it.
You know, you walk by, some people looking like, hey, I look good. I walk by, I'm like, oh, God, hair out of place, this or that. And it's like...
And a photograph makes it solidified.
Yes.
It's like a permanent example for the world to see.
Yes.
This is what you look like. So we need to help our listeners.
We do.
We need to help Stephanie, who's got to take pictures in New York next week. I'm scared.
And all the holidays are coming up. So all the, you know, have all those photos. So we need to know how to feel about taking photos and how to take photos that make us feel good.
Is it possible? This is a giant task in front of us today, Tamara.
It is. Because you know what? People judge you by your photograph.
Yep.
Like professionally, they do. In fact, I published an article and then I was going to see if my article came up when I Googled myself. And I Googled myself and these horrible
pictures. Oh, no.
I was like, where did Google get these photos?
Probably from Stephanie.
Well, then I
tagged you in that poop advertisement.
Oh, thank you.
I bet your name is on that.
Well, and then I worried. I was like, the people who were reading my article,
right,
who Google me, like, oh my God, this is what they're seeing. So it, you know, it's good to have good photographs because it is people's first impression of you, especially professionally.
Yeah. And then just within your own family, not professionally. I mean, you're really creating lasting memories and those photos give you really good feelings.
They do.
And you won't be around forever. Your kids want photos of you.
Yeah.
Your family wants to see you.
And you know, have you ever thought you looked really bad in a photo? Like, oh, I look so fat. And then you go back and you're like, oh my God, I was not fat.
No, you're like, I look hot.
I look good.
What was I thinking?
I know.
Why was I complaining? Look at me, 25 in a swimsuit.
Like, I know.
I wish I had felt good back then because I looked great.
And you just didn't know it.
That's the truth.
We believe that you are beautiful, strong, and fabulous. And the camera should reflect that inner beauty. And we don't want you to hide who you are. But celebrate it with a great photo. So today, we're going to give you some strategies for getting the best photograph of yourself, along with some dirty, lazy Band-Aid hacks. But first, a word from our lovely sponsor.
That's me. For you, the listeners of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, be sure to redeem your free bonus gift for pre-ordering my new book, The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight, published by Simon & Schuster. I share my favorite 100 affordable recipes, which are all 10 net carbs or less. Thank you very much.
10 people.
10.
Nobody else has
Nobody does 10 but me.
Yes.
And I don't skimp on hilarious sass, funny stories. And plus, I just believe losing weight shouldn't be so difficult, boring, or expensive. So I'm going to tell it like it is in the new book, The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight. Redeem your bonus gift on my website, dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Okay, Stephanie, so let's start our look at improving our selfies. In fact, we have 5 steps to improve selfies.
Okay, I can do that. 5 steps. I'm like, get me a pen and paper.
I know.
I'm going to write this down, Tamara.
All right, so what's the first thing we should think about?
Well, first of all, I hate it when I see a picture with a bunch of junk in the background.
Yes. People don't look what's behind them.
Look before you take
the
picture. Look behind you. Usually there's like sunglasses, purses.
Yes.
You know, people's like trash or messy house. Like clean it up.
Yes. Or find a blank wall. Like, you know, you don't want distracting other photos on your wall or something like that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Look behind you. Make sure it's totally blank.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And also look at shadows. That's another thing people forget is that on the back wall will often be like a giant shadow.
That's not good.
No.
It looks like you're in a black hole.
Yeah. And I've heard this is more of an outdoor trick, but either be all the way in the shadow or all the way in the light. But pick one.
Pick one, people.
Yes.
Okay. So now if you're doing a business photo, obviously it's important that your background be very simple and muted.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't want, you know, a bunch of la-la craziness in the back, your messy kitchen if it's going to be published at work or on a professional website.
Yeah,
so
like
keep that in mind.
If you're indoors, just find a blank wall, if anything.
For sure.
Yeah. And fill up the frame. So what you don't want is like you surrounded by waterfalls and plants and trees and where most of the picture is nature. You want you to be the bulk of the frame. So get in close.
Yep.
Get yourself, make sure you're the majority of the picture.
Good tip. Well, what about lighting?
Yeah. Okay. Lighting is really
You mentioned
important.
Lighting about yes. get in or get out. Yes. Like, what are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay. So if you're indoors, you want to avoid fluorescent lighting.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. It makes your skin look nasty.
Those are like those things that buzz overhead. Like,
yes. Zzz. Yeah. Try to, if you don't have those. And in fact, the best place indoors is when there's a window where there's some natural light, and go stand next to the window.
Okay. Like your face facing the window. So it's lit up by the window.
Yeah. Whatever angle.
Not behind you. You don't want the window behind you. Right. That'll make you look black.
You'll have shadows on your face.
Yeah. So you want the window light covering your face. Okay.
That sounds great. And natural light, I've heard, is better if you can have it, right?
Than for indoor sure.
light. Yeah. Because if without the fancy studio lights.
Then you're screwed.
Just go outside. So go outside when you can.
Okay.
So when you're outside, another thing you want to check for, because you'll have even more shadows, is check for sunspots, shadows following your face or your hair. Sometimes you don't see it, so you might snap a picture and then look at the picture and look for those specifically.
For sure. I know a lot of people will take pictures under a tree, so it's shady.
Yeah.
But really, sometimes there's filtered light coming through the trees,
and
then you have
it.
Those little dots all over your face.
Yeah.
And that looks creepy.
It does.
You don't want creepy
Unless
dots.
Unless you're going for a creepy look.
Well, then, that's Halloween selfies. Yeah. And what about the golden hour?
I guess that means that you either, like, the two best sunlight hours are at sunset and sunrise. So
okay.
I guess, is the lighting softer at those times, or?
Yes. So I used to do family pictures when I lived in a previous life, previous job.
And you're an artiste.
I was. But one of my tricks was I did the exact same time of day for portraits, and it was at a beach. And I had the people face the exact same way to the sun. And it just magically lit them up with this yellow, golden light. It was beautiful.
Okay.
And they thought I was so smart, but really, I wasn't.
It's a trade secret.
I just did this trick.
yeah,
but exactly. It really does look good. The first hour of the day and the last hour before sunset.
Great. That's excellent advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we wear? That's another big one. Like, are there things that are going to make us look better?
Well, definitely, if you watch TV and you see, like, beautiful newscasters, they always have on a solid color.
Yeah.
Have
and
you noticed that?
Is it dark? Like, not a lot of pastels, maybe? Or
for sure, yeah. Get rid of those creepy flesh tones.
Yeah.
You don't want to look all pasty.
Yeah, because that could wash you out.
Then you would look bad.
Yeah.
But not the patterns.
Okay, so solid colors.
Solid colors are supposed to be best.
Okay.
And then here's a funny tip someone emailed me about. Is when you pick your nail polish for photos, make it like a nude color or a pastel, something, because it makes your hands look younger.
It does.
It sure does.
I did not know
I want to look younger.
My hands
So
need
I'm
going to
be using a pale pink next time.
Wow, that's fabulous.
But just your hands.
Okay.
Don't be wearing a nude colored shirt, then you look naked. You don't want to look naked in your photos.
Well, if it's a business photo,
you
want to avoid super trendy clothes or ginormous jewelry or, you know, super sparkly stuff. I mean, unless you're in like the fashion industry or you're a makeup artist and then you want it to look high fashion, fine. And I know some people think, you know, you have to wear something that's like a particular style, like only a suit, a business suit or something like that or whatever it is. I say wear what you feel really good in, because that's the point of all this, is to, you know, celebrate who you are. So if you have a signature style or a color you love that's not flesh tone.
No flesh
tone. I would say wear it because you'll feel good and then that'll, you know, emanate from you in the photo.
For sure. No, I recently had a photo shoot with First for Women magazine this summer, and I had to do all these swimsuits. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to wear like old lady swimsuits, which
really?
I am an old lady. I'll just be honest. But they wanted me to wear these like old lady swimsuits in these old lady colors. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So I said,
and you
no.
You would have had a bad photograph.
I would have had a bad photograph. So I spoke up and I said, look, I wear hot pink. I'm a hot pink person.
Yeah.
If I'm not in hot pink, I'm going to look weird.
Yeah.
And so I tried multiple, you know, swimsuits. Yeah. And that was the one they chose because I looked happy.
Yeah. Because you were probably like smiling. And
yeah. I'm like,
really
I'm in
sexy.
A pink swimsuit.
Yeah.
So, well, made me feel good.
Oh,
and here's one more.
Yeah,
this
okay.
one's totally random, and it may not have to do with how you actually look, but we're talking about how you feel. And Tamara, one of my tricks is that whenever I have to do anything with photos is I exercise that morning.
Yeah.
And it's not like my skin looks different. I just feel better.
Yeah.
I feel confident. I feel happier.
Yes.
More relaxed.
I think it helps with the anxiety.
I don't know.
But it works.
It really helps with everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like vegetables.
Eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables and go for a
lap. Run a lap before you do a photo.
But it really does work. I think you look better.
Yeah,
When you've gotten all the willies out.
Yeah, I think so. Because I get anxious.
Oh, I do too. I freak out.
Well, what about angles? So one of the things that I always heard was that you're supposed to put it high above your face, you know, the selfies, and like go downward.
Like the Kardashians are always like, oh my God, let's take our picture.
So is that the way we should always take our selfie?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. Well, sometimes those do look better for me, but I notice on some people they don't.
Oh.
Yeah. And I read somewhere.
It looks like they're drowning, like, help me. And they're like looking up at the sky.
Yes. And I think if you have a bigger chin, you might want to do it from that angle. But if you have a small chin, I read somewhere that you want to actually put it lower.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you just need to try different angles because everybody's different.
Yes.
And just try a bunch of different angles to find the one that you like. In fact, I think what the best piece of advice is just plan on taking like, 50 photos, and out of that, maybe one or two you're going to love.
I like that idea. Because, when we were little, I had a disc camera. Like, that's how old
yes,
I am.
Me too.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
So, but nowadays, like, film is free. I mean, it's your phone or whatever, your iPad. So just take a million pictures.
Yes.
Don't be cheap.
No. Just do it.
Just do it.
You can afford it.
And if you're really fancy, like on your phone, if you know how to turn on the grid feature.
I don't know how to do that.
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
It's like a giant tic-tac-toe.
Okay. And what do you do?
So I was an art major. Uh-huh. So this is like digging deep back from school. But when you turn on the tic-tac-toe, the intersections of where the lines cross, there's 4 points. That's actually where the photo should have its focus.
Okay.
So it's like off center.
So you don't want to be exactly in the middle of the...
I know I was being all fancy with my crisscross and my references to college.
But just be off center.
But really, what I'm trying to say is go off center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the eye doesn't like things dead on.
You know, I took a painting class and that's the way they recommend our painting.
Same
thing. We were doing portraits. Like, don't put it in the middle.
It in the middle. That's boring. Yeah. Slightly off to the side. Turn on the grid feature if you want to get real fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then, what about now we see on all the you talked about Kardashians, but all the Instagram people, they have their elbow bent and their hand on their hip. Well, so is that
it's the same thing. It's a total art, it's like Leonardo da Vinci when he started painting the Mona Lisa. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
That painting was famous because it made a triangle
in
terms of composition. And again, I'm getting very fancy.
I know,
right? I did research, man. I'm like, I need to fix this photo problem. But really, when you do a lot of angles and you make pyramids and triangles in terms of the shapes, it's very pleasing to the eye.
So when you put your hand on your hip, you're making a triangle with your arm.
You got it.
Okay.
Same thing with the legs. Bend one of your knees.
Okay, and get one leg into a
get one of your legs into a triangle, get one of your arms into a triangle.
Okay.
Now, mind you, I've tried to do this, and I've fallen over.
Don't fall over. Because
you're trying so hard to be all bendy and curvy,
and
then smile, and then you look stupid and fall over.
You don't want it to look awkward
either. No, you got to practice.
Like, you don't want to be overly posed.
These are just tips, people.
I know, because I'm a fan of more candid photos. Just be who you are and... I don't like the hand on the hip. I don't know
why. Then don't do it.
Yeah, so I don't.
No, these are just suggestions.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, technology. We need a fancy camera? Okay, no.
You don't need anything fancy.
The cell phones are great anymore.
The cell phones are fantastic.
They take great pictures.
I don't even use... I have a digital SLR, and I don't even use it anymore.
Yeah.
Because my iPhone takes such better photos, especially in portrait mode.
Yeah.
I think it's just gorgeous.
We used it for our Christmas photo.
And it looked gorgeous.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Thank you.
It looked fabulous.
Well, okay. So what about the features on the phone?
Do you know how to turn on live photo?
Yes. Okay. I love that.
It takes way too many shots and it takes up a lot of memory.
Yeah.
But for the purposes of taking a good selfie, turn it on because then you'll have more to choose from.
Okay. Okay.
Also put on bursts.
Okay.
It takes a million pictures at once.
Okay. Why not?
Yeah.
You just have to have a lot of memory on your phone.
Just delete them all before you get started.
Okay. That's great advice.
Any other technology tips?
No, you're better at the technology stuff than I am.
Well, what about all the editing and filters? Do you have any opinions on that, Tamara?
Well, why not? Like, here's the deal. I think you can be overly filtered, and that's people get really annoyed with that. Like, it's almost like you're lying. And you almost mock people who do that.
That's true.
You know,
we always make fun of those girls in the centerfolds and the magazines. We're like, oh, yeah, she's just been touched up.
Yeah, and if you're on a dating profile and they see you in person, you look nothing like
girl, you don't not look like that picture.
I know. It's like my picture, my professional pictures, it's overly filtered.
Yeah.
And so bad that it doesn't look like who I am. So I'd say use filters, but use it, I know this is going to sound cliche, but to enhance what you already have.
Okay.
So, you know, if you have a beautiful smile or whatever, just maybe redden your lips a little just to so it highlights it even more.
That's very advanced.
But don't try to erase, you know, every blemish or everything. I don't know. I guess just...
I think that's a great
keep
strategy.
Keep a light hand with it.
Yeah. Use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
Well, my gosh, we have so many good strategies. We better switch over to family photos.
I know. So those were our 5 tips for selfies, but we wanted to throw in some tips about family photos. We have 5 steps for those, too.
Okay. I'm ready.
Well, because the holidays are coming up.
For sure. And I don't know about you, Tamara, but when I open up my holiday cards, mm-hmm. I love seeing my friends
I do too.
In the picture.
I love photo Christmas cards.
I save them all.
Me too.
And I get so upset when my friends aren't in the picture. They send me a picture of their dog or their children or whatever, but they're not in it. And I get it. Like, we're all afraid of aging and the way our bodies are changing. Yeah. We're all nervous. But honestly, I feel sad when I don't get to see how they look every year.
Me too.
So hopefully this will encourage our listeners to get in the family photo.
Yes. Well, I think some of our tips are similar to the selfies, for instance, technology.
Yeah.
So use bursts, like you said before.
Uh-huh.
So use all that same advice for selfies. But you might also use the timer. Since, like you said, we want you in the photo.
So turn the timer on and run.
And a lot of women aren't in photos, their family photos, because they're the ones taking the picture. So,
the
timer's easy to use. And if they do like I do, I didn't know how, just ask my daughter.
You can do that,
13-year-old was like, here's how you use the timer.
She'll show you.
She did.
I just figured out how to use my Apple Watch as the timer.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. It is it's life-changing.
Oh, you're going to give me.
If you have a device like that, it really is cool.
Yeah, and those are great. And you get plenty of time to run in and jump into the
photo. You're actually posed. You don't have to run and get sweaty.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
press the button on your watch if you have it.
Okay, now you have here the 10 time rule. What does that mean?
So here's my rule. When I used to be a photographer, I always told the people ahead of time, set the expectations. However many people are in your group, expect to take 10 times that many photos.
Oh, wow.
To get one, at least.
Yeah.
So, if you have a family of 4, you'll probably need to take 40 pictures to get one that you like.
Yeah.
Just as a rule.
Just warn your family.
Warn them ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
and,
even...
you know, stop halfway through and look at your pictures because you might say, oh, look, you know, whoever, grandpa, he's in the shadow or he's too far back or, you know.
We recently had pictures at a portrait studio and they would look at the digital readout and review every 5 photos because they'll catch mistakes and they can correct it without taking 40 pictures. You know, what happened was grandma's glasses kept sliding down her nose and nobody noticed it.
Of course.
And the photographer, reviewed it and then he's like, oh, grandma needs to put her glasses on. And so it was great. Yeah. So stop, take a break.
Don't be in a hurry.
No, review it.
No, we have a family portrait of us. With the dog even. And the dog. Everyone's smiling. Everyone looks great. But when we bought the picture and we picked it up, my son's hands are inside of his sleeves.
Oh.
So he looks like he has no hands.
Like
he was hiding
them.
No one caught them.
Oh, my gosh.
So make sure you do that.
How do we manage the family when we have to force them? Like some of them are going to be grumpy about being there for 40 photos. How do we get them to... have these expectations.
I usually threaten my husband that if he doesn't participate, then I'm going to hire someone, which costs a lot of money.
Works.
I'm like, if you want to save money, this is what we have to do. Yeah. We're putting it on the timer. Yeah. It'll take 30 minutes.
Yeah. And bribe your kids.
Bribe them.
I'm not above that.
Prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Have a special thing they want ready.
Yeah.
Only upon completion of the photo session.
Exactly. To my satisfaction.
Maybe a prize for the husband, too. Or wife. Or whoever.
Yeah. I'll go out and do something fun afterwards.
Like what? Know? What could you do?
Well, if you, let's say you did a photo shoot at the pumpkin patch, uh-huh. then afterwards plan on staying there and going through the corn maze and the whatever fun things they have there.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think some of my favorite family photos we've taken were when we were creative like that.
I love the creative ones. I mean, I do. To me, the worst are the studio ones with the boring background where they're just standing there.
Yeah, I do those sometimes. But you're right, they are a little stiff.
They're the creative ones are much more fun.
Well, what are some examples so our listeners can maybe jot these down?
For holidays, do holiday activities like,
okay.
or winter, you know, things like building a snowman or having a snowball fight. Although we don't have snow here.
No, we don't. So, for us, we might walk on the beach.
Yeah.
Or go to the lake.
You know what would be funny is Santa hats on the beach. Like, how cute would that be? Like, totally California Christmas.
Very creative. Yes. One time we were doing a family photo at the park with the fall leaves, and at the very end, my kids started throwing leaves in the
perfect.
Air.
Perfect.
And the photographer, who was me, took pictures, and they're my favorite.
Yeah.
Because the leaves are in the air, everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, you could have pictures of you making cookies together or walking on train tracks. I've seen that.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a very cool background, actually.
You could be sledding if you're in the winter.
Yeah. Maybe you're going to buy your Christmas tree. Take your camera because you're in that lot full of Christmas trees. That's kind of pretty.
Super
or
magical.
Or you guys all holding the tree or putting it on the car or something
like
that.
I like that. And one of my friends, she sent me a picture where her kids had Christmas lights kind of all over them, like kind of hung around their shoulders with the lights off.
Adorable.
So it was kind of glowing light.
Oh, that's adorable.
I saw one, which I can't figure out how to do, but they blew glitter toward the camera and then took the picture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that sounds messy.
Ooh, who wants to clean that up?
I don't.
Yeah, that's a hard no for me.
Okay, forget that. Moving on. Next.
Well, okay. Now, one of the things I thought in terms of dressing for family is you should maybe coordinate, but not to be too matchy-matchy. So let me give you an example. Like, if you all want to do scarves and mittens, which I think would be really cute, you don't necessarily have to all have the exact same scarf and the exact same mittens. Just have different colors to match their little personalities. So coordinate, but don't match.
Okay. I don't know. Tamara, I don't know. I get a little crazy in my photos. I'm going to suggest that you just get crazy.
And like, match? That's so tacky.
Well, yeah. Maybe, I don't know, Tamara. Maybe I disagree with you here. I mean, my favorite family photo is where we all wore matching pajamas from Target.
Those were really cute, I have to say.
Are you saying we were too matchy-matchy? You don't like that?
Maybe that was kind of snobby.
That's okay. Well, tell me your opinion. Like, give me some more examples.
I think it puts a really funny vibe to it when you go for the super matchy.
Yeah.
Like if you're all in the exact same pajamas or...
Which so I've done. Like my matching elf costumes? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Was that a little much?
No, I think it goes for a good humorous thing.
Well, if they didn't want to be all ridiculous like that, what else could they do, Tamara? Like, tell me more about coordinate.
Well, like you could all... Like, let's say you wanted a gold... look, right? Instead of having everybody head to toe gold shoes, gold whatever.
That might be a little crazy.
Yeah.
Like ghetto gold, head to toe.
Just have a touch of gold, maybe something different. Or silver too, like, you know, have silver and gold little accents here and there rather than like head to toe. Because then but maybe the head to toe gold is funny if you're going for that funny like vibe.
Well, I kind of think you're kind of being classy. I like that. You're very classy.
Stay classy, people.
Stay classy like Tamara or be in an elf onesie like Stephanie.
Nice.
Well, I do know one thing about color that I want to warn our listeners about. Sometimes people think in a group photo, everybody show up in jeans and a white shirt.
I've seen that a million times.
People always do that.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The white shirts don't photograph well.
No, I've heard that.
They wash out. It makes your face look pasty.
Yeah.
So pick a different color or a color family. Like, I don't know. Whatever Tamara said. Be classy. But something else, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the jeans
yeah.
work, but maybe not the white shirt.
Yeah, like fall colors.
There, that's good.
But it could be different fall colors.
Yeah, coordinate apparently. Not match. But definitely if you do have like a small child or, you know, a grandparent or someone who you want to be the focus of the photo, even if it's a pet, you can put them in the very front row and put that person in a super bold color or bold print.
Yeah.
And then that really pops.
Yeah.
That looks good.
Great. Yeah, that would be very good.
That's where you could break the rule.
Yeah, especially like if it's a new baby or something and you want to highlight the new baby.
Yeah,
or
put the baby in like a plaid, you know, crazy pattern dress and everybody else in muted tones in the background.
That sounds great. Well, hey, do our dirty lazy girls have any camera tips for us for taking good photos? Send us your opinion at Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. Leave us a voicemail at 802-58-KETO-6. Your comment or question could be featured in an upcoming episode.
Well, thank you, Tamara. I think our listeners learned a lot from that one, and I can't wait to hear what they have to say. So let's go ahead and wrap it up, and let's share our favorite Dirty Lazy Girl Band-Aid hack for taking a fabulous photo.
Okay.
What do you do?
Well, my hack is get out of the bathroom, people.
The bathroom?
No more bathroom selfies. Like, countless people do this. I don't get it. Like, why?
First of all. Get out of the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, you poop in there. So, ew. And then you have horrible backgrounds. And the lighting is usually bad. Like, the lighting is usually fluorescent. So, that's bad. Or you're seeing their toiletries or their towel racks or their, you know, laundry on the floor. It's horrible. People, just stay out of the bathroom for selfies.
That's a great tip. One of mine came from a friend of mine, Renee, if you're listening.
Hi, Renee.
She told me that she has an adult family, so there's no little kids, okay. But she said when her adult family gets together to take a family photo, they say a funny word.
Oh.
And it makes everybody laugh hysterically.
Oh, well, what is their funny word?
They say sex.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know if that's that funny, but when you're with your grandma.
It is funny.
It is a little bit funny.
It is really funny.
So you'll have to come up with your own word, listeners.
Yeah, to get everybody cracking up.
Make people laugh.
Great advice.
Well, the bottom line is, folks, I know we were a little crazy today. We're trying to have fun. But really, we want you to take away the bigger message, which is that you matter. We want to see your smiling face in a family photo or a selfie. Stop hiding. Hopefully with these tips and tricks, you can be proud of what you look like in a selfie or this year's family photo. Don't waste another minute hiding. And happy holidays.
Thanks for joining us on another Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Be sure to subscribe and then tell a friend. You can help other Dirty Lazy Girls join in our conversation by rating and reviewing our podcast wherever you're currently listening to your podcasts.
You can get in touch with us on the website dirtylazyketo.com or email us at Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Until next time, I'm Tamara Sneezik.
And I'm Stephanie Laska.
Go forth and live your best dirty, lazy girl life.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.